Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guest is Tammy Erickson. Tammy is the officer in charge at Bien Padre. Now, Bien Padre is something that's kind of like a Humboldt County institution. It's, you know, been around forever. And how did it get started here in Humboldt County?
It started off with this surfer guy, Logan, and they were eating some tortillas out of the area. And they thought, there is no tortilla factories in California. And so they came along and they started the first tortilla factory here in Humboldt County, as well as California, 41 years to be exact.
It's like you almost had to go so far north out of Mexico that you were almost in Oregon before you had somebody make a tortilla factory.
That is correct.
That's pretty amazing. Now, somebody else owns Bien Padre now, that you have a new owner since Logan's day. Who's the owner of Bien Padre now?
The Lim family owns the factory now, and it's ran by many locals. People that have been here all their lives have been involved in Bien Padre and run Bien Padre currently.
Okay. Now, a new product that you have that's really piqued my interest, and these are Chirp Chips. Why the name Chirp Chips?
Well, the Chirp Chip, as many people up here in Humboldt County have experienced a small taste of them, comes from a cricket.
I know.
Cricket. Insects. Insects are the future.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, it's a high-protein food. There's a lot of it. And how did it get started? How did you decide to carry that product?
We had our private label down in Berkeley, and we had our chips down there in the Berkeley Bowl. And some young, innovative women were reading on the back of our chips that we do private labels. And so they called me up one day, and they said, "What do you think about doing insect chips?" The first reaction's like, insect chip? I don't know. But then once I met them and I found out everything behind it, I was very interested in doing it. And now I am very excited for it because it is the way of the future. It is a great way to get some protein in, an interesting way to get some protein in as well.
Uh-huh.
And it's fun. It's really fun.
I think it's got to be. I can't imagine opening a package of those at a party. I mean, it just the conversations that would start.
Well, let me first tell you that when you open it up, there's chia seeds in it. So you have you have this beautiful chip and they have these little black spots. So often people are like, "Is that a cricket egg?" It's not. It's chia seeds. It's actually a cricket meal that's milled up and used, like the masa is used.
Right, so it's like a flour.
Yeah.
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 Okay, and what does it taste like?
Right now, one of my favorite chips. It's light and airy, and it's yummy.
But does it taste at all like a corn tortilla, or do you say, there's a little aftertaste of
There's
nothing?
No after. No. No, but it's got a different... There's a lot of different things in it that's in a traditional corn chip, not just the chia, but they have a whole different ingredients, and the flavors all together are just outstanding.
Okay, so when should we look for this chip to be on the shelves?
Well,
soon.
You can actually go to Amazon.com for the intro right now and buy them.
Oh, excellent.
And they come in three flavors. So there's a salt, there's a barbecue, and there's one other one. I'm not recalling it, but yeah, there's three of them you can buy right now.
Okay, and would a person look for Bien Padre when they, would they do the search for Bien Padre?
Nope, search for the Chirp Chip.
Chirp Chip.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you'll know you found it when you find the little cricket on the front.
Okay, this is only their new product. I think we're more familiar with some of the other products. Now, Bien Padre has always been using GMO-free corn.
That is correct.
Yeah.
One of the greatest things about Bien Padre and the reason that I was so excited to come work for them was that they're organic, they're Humboldt County known. I mean, we've been in the homes forever. When I moved out, that's what I lived on, was their salsa in the 2-pound bag. That was always on my grocery list. So it's Humboldt County known as a good product. And we've sourced our corn from the same place for many, many years. And it's non-GMO. We have our organic certificates, which means a lot of people don't understand this, that when you're non-GMO, or pardon me, when you are organically certified, you're above non-GMO. Because it's not just that your corn is organic, but it's other things that go along with the other ingredients that are organic.
Mm-hmm. Now, you also offer wraps. I mean, I think people are familiar with, you know, corn tortillas, flour tortillas, pretty standard things that people know that Bien Padre produces, and of course all the chips. But you also produce wraps. What are those made from?
So we have a spinach wrap. You'll find it all over here in Humboldt County and a lot of the delis that you're going to. And you'll know that you came across a Bien Padre spinach wrap when it's tan in color and not
green.
Food coloring green, uh-huh. But it's got the actual spinach flakes in it.
Uh-huh.
It's a very nice tortilla that we have out. So that's very recognizable because uh-huh. The other ones you'll see are dyed green and don't have the nice spinach flakes in them.
Yeah, and that's a really non-traditional product, you know, something that was kind of an innovative thing that came out of making tortillas. It's like, oh, what else can we use?
Yeah, Bien Padre actually, the good father, that's what Bien Padre is. So it's traditionally Hispanic foods, but we have branched out over the last 5 years to distribute different things as far as nonis and kettle chips, as well as doing flour tortillas that are wraps and such that aren't the traditional Hispanic.
Now, how far is your range of where you sell your products?
Well, here's the funny thing is we do private labels. And when you're doing private labels, you don't know how far it goes. Recently, I found out that the topping on San Francisco soups is our organic blue triangle chip. They crunch it up on the top. Huh. So it's a lot of places I don't even know where it's at. But I know that we definitely distribute north to Portland. We've got stuff all the way over in Colorado. We're working with a chip company in New Mexico right now. So we're all over the place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that far. And how do you get your product to all these different places? Do you work with a distributor?
So we are behind the Redwood Curtain.
I've noticed that.
And it's really hard to get things out of here.
Uh-huh.
And it's a struggle for most anyone that is dealing in food up here. And we have such great quality stuff, and it's hard to get it out there. So distributor is key. And we do have some really good distributors and always looking for more. But big companies like UNFI and Buyright and stuff like that, it is the ones that get us the furthest distance away.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, one of the things about tortillas that I always find interesting is when you go to buy them in the store, I always store mine in the refrigerator at home. But when you buy them in the store, they're not refrigerated.
Yeah, you don't
have to. They don't need to be?
They don't need to be refrigerated. It could probably prolong the life of them a bit, but it's not required to be in the refrigerator at all. And if you refrigerate them, sometimes you'll find that they'll get a little harder. So if you just leave them at room temperature, your corn tortillas, they will stay soft.
Okay, that's a better way to store them.
Mm-hmm.
And then in terms of the ingredients, like what goes into a corn tortilla? It's pretty simple, isn't it?
It's super simple. It's masa and water.
That's it. No oil.
No.
No fat.
Mm-mm. No fats in them.
And how about the flour tortillas?
Well, there's different ingredients in there because there's some preservatives. Our corn tortillas, the shelf life is 6 weeks.
Oh, okay.
So your flour tortillas are much longer than that, 6 to 8 weeks. So there's a bit of preservatives in those. But the corn tortillas are just masa and water.
Just masa and water.
Mm-hmm.
Very simple.
Yes.
Okay. And now I know you also have a relationship with Food for People.
We do. We do a lot of community service like that. Food for People, we give them bags and bags and bags of chips and tortillas, and each day they get an abundance, an abundance of chips and tortillas, as well as, you know, many functions. We're uh-huh. donating to Cure for Cancer. Uh-huh. We're always donating to schools and such.
I've noticed I've been to a lot of activities, and Bien Padre seems to be featured at most of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of opportunity there. And then, you know, to make sure that there's no waste at all, you also have some local farmers involved.
We do. We actually, all of our waste, say, if we have a chip that ran too hot or it wasn't cooked quite right, we provide all of that chips to our local livestock for food.
Great. Everybody gets to enjoy Bien Padre chips.
Yes.
This is Jennifer Bell, and I've had the pleasure of talking with Tammy Erickson, and she is the officer in charge of Bien Padre. Thank you so much, Tammy.
Have a chipper day.
Grapes and the cakes, hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.